Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. On this podcast, we're going to talk about a recently discussed fossil, Australopithecus sediba, that's been talked about in the media quite a bit lately, especially as the topic of evolution is heating up in presidential debates. It's that time of the election cycle again, the time when the media puts out the evolution test. Those who capitulate to the Darwinian consensus are deemed of normal intelligence and fit for office. Those who don't are roundly subjected to public mockery and ridicule. As part of this current crusade for Darwin, the media is going ape over papers recently published in the journal Science discussing some Australopithecine fossils. This provides a perfect opportunity for the media to kill two birds with one stone, attack disfavored candidates, and promote evolution to the public. The ever-political New York Times carried a story on the fossils claiming, quote, "The new species, known as Australopithecus sediba, is the most plausible known ancestor of archaic and modern humans," unquote. There are many problems with this claim, but one immediate problem is that it isn't a new species. It was first reported in the journal Science almost a year and a half ago. At that time, the media went similarly bananas, with the London Telegraph having a headline stating, "Missing link between man and apes found." Like soldiers walking behind a tank as it plows through an enemy city, Internet Darwin activists quickly followed suit with comments like, quote, "If you believe in 1 plus 1 equals 2 and don't believe in evolution, then you are a bigot and turn a blind eye to facts," unquote. Now, media outlets are using similarly evangelical headlines to talk about these fossils, such as, "Scientists in South Africa have discovered a key missing link in human evolution," or "Remains may be missing link," or "Missing link between man and apes discovered." My favorite hyped headline sounds like it belonged in an era of the Scopes trial, stating, "Caveman from 2 million years ago may be missing link." The St. Louis Tribune claimed, quote, "The bones offer the most powerful case so far in identifying the transitional figure that came before modern humans," with commenters again following suit, stating things like, quote, "I'd love to hear Perry, Palin, and Bachman comment on this. Being religious wackos, they may not believe in evolution and that the Earth is only 6,500 years old. God just sprinkled dinosaur bits around to test our faith," unquote. Should we be jumping on the bandwagon and accept these claims so we can pass the evolution test? Or should we take a look at what history has to say about previous so-called missing links? Let's start with a brief history of hominid hype. Ignoring fraudulent fossils like Piltdown Man, the last 50 years have seen a slew of so-called human ancestors, which initially produced hype but were later disproven. In the 1960s, an ape-like fossil named Ramapithecus was touted as an ancestor of humans. After the hype cooled down, paleoanthropologists soon thereafter lamented, quote, "Ramapithecus walking upright has been reconstructed from only jaws and teeth," unquote, with, quote, "his legitimacy sanctioned by millions of textbooks and Time Life volumes on human evolution," unquote. But those claims were overturned in the 1970s and 1980s, when more complete specimens were discovered, showing the species was unlike humans and probably an extinct orangutan-like ape. Next came Homo habilis, discovered in the 1980s and dated about 1.9 million years ago. It was placed within Homo to imply an ancestral link with the Australopithecines. However, an analysis published at the journal Science found that habilis is very different from Homo and should be reclassified within Australopithecus. Another study found that habilis was even more similar to modern apes than were other Australopithecines. One co-author called the results, quote, "unexpected in view of previous accounts of Homo habilis as a link between Australopithecines and humans," unquote. Since habilis does not predate the earliest true members of Homo, it could not have been a precursor to our genus. The 21st century saw no slowdown of widely publicized alleged human ancestors being overturned by the evidence. In 2002, Sahelanthropus chadensis was touted as the oldest human fossil, even though all that was reported was a skull and a few jaw fragments, which some paleoanthropologists have suggested might have belonged to a female gorilla. Then came May 20th, 2009. On this day, there's a good possibility that your day started something like this. You crawled out of bed, logged onto the internet, and soon discovered that Google had changed its banner graphic to display the image of a small, long-tailed fossil primate. Being the internet-savvy user that you are, you immediately recalled that it's not unusual for Google to change its site design to observe holidays or honor famous people. Nonetheless, you wondered why this cute brown mammal was on Google's homepage, so you clicked the link. Little did you know that this innocent fossil was not just any link. It was a lure that had led you into a carefully orchestrated PR campaign involving leading paleontologists, top TV networks, and the internet's most popular website, Google, as well as numerous other media outlets in a coordinated effort to promote evolution to the public. The fossil, dubbed Ida by her discoverers, was introduced by the media as the eighth wonder of the world, whose impact upon paleontology would be like an asteroid falling to Earth. Famed BBC broadcaster Sir David Attenborough got involved, making a documentary titled Uncovering Our Earliest Ancestors, which stated that Ida is, quote, the link that connects us directly with the rest of the animal kingdom. But a few months later, Ida's prestige came crashing down after scientists inspected the fossil and determined that, quote, many lines of evidence indicate that Ida has nothing at all to do with human evolution. Ida was not the only link erroneously promoted in 2009. There was also Ardipithecus ramidus, declared by some to be the most recent common ancestor of apes and humans. The journal Science called Ardi the breakthrough of the year, yet admitted that her bones were originally crushed and required over a decade of reconstruction. Other paleontologists noted that Ardi was initially crushed nearly to smithereens and resembled, quote-unquote, Irish stew. Again, when cooler heads prevailed, multiple studies found that Ardi was more similar to apes than humans and concluded that she was not a human ancestor. As Time magazine reported, critical scientists regarded the hype around Ardi to have been, quote-unquote, overblown. This brings us to 2011, and we have to ask the question, why has this story about Australopithecus sediba been resurrected if the fossils were first reported almost a year and a half ago? As noted, this is a rare opportunity for the media to simultaneously bash disfavored candidates while promoting evolution to the public. It's at these times that it's most important to remember history. Anyone who believes the hype that we found another quote-unquote missing link has either forgotten history or isn't looking very carefully at the evidence. Aside from the fact that this hype is to be expected, and within months or a few years, we should expect to see cooler heads prevail in their analyses of the Australopithecus sediba fossils, what exactly can we make of this species right now? Well, for one, its age is about 1.97 million years old, meaning that it appears after fossil evidence belonging to members of our own genus. In other words, known specimens of this species can't be ancestral to humans because they lived after our own genus Homo already existed. The LA Times noted this in a buried comment in its story, stating, quote, but the age of the fossils presents a problem. The researchers' isotopic and magnetic dating showed the fossils were 1.977 million years old, about 300,000 years younger than a Homo habilis fossil, which should have been their junior, unquote. This is not an argument made by reporters who don't understand evolution. Donald Johanson, a leading paleoanthropologist, reportedly is convinced that Australopithecus sediba comes long after the appearance of our genus Homo. As the New York Times reported, quote, Dr. Johanson said in an email that the Hadar jawbone possesses all the hallmarks of Homo, the human lineage, and places the origins of Homo firmly in eastern Africa at least 400,000 years prior to the dating of Australopithecus sediba, unquote. The journal Science explains that the influential paleoanthropologist Fred Spork concurs, stating, quote, but other researchers have long accepted that jaw, which means that these skeletons of Australopithecus sediba cannot themselves have given rise to Homo, says paleoanthropologist Fred Spork, unquote. As a second point, we're seeing the customary retroactive confessions of ignorance that typically accompany pronouncements of new so-called transitional fossils. These retroactive confessions of ignorance are acknowledgments that prior to some discovery, we really didn't understand some important evolutionary point. It's only after a supposed transitional fossil is discovered that evolutionists feel comfortable admitting to such gaps in the fossil record. This makes one wonder, what gaps exist right now that we aren't being told about? The journal Science published such a retroactive confession of ignorance last year when first reporting on the Australopithecus sediba fossil, stating, quote, the oldest Homo specimens are scrappy and enigmatic, leaving researchers unsure about the evolutionary steps between the Australopithecines and Homo. The transition to Homo continues to be almost totally confusing, says paleoanthropologist Donald Johanson, unquote. At that time, Science acknowledged, with a striking comment in a news blurb, that, quote, our genus Homo is thought to have evolved a little more than 2 million years ago from the earlier hominid Australopithecus, but there are few fossils that provide detailed information on this transition, unquote. A more recent news story in Science reports that these fossil specimens, quote, lived just after a significant gap in the fossil record 3 to 2 million years ago, unquote. The article further explains the problem, stating, quote, Homo first shows its face in the form of an upper jaw, also from Hadar, about 2.3 million years ago. But what came between Lucy, dated at 3.2 million years ago, and early Homo? Unquote. One cannot help but notice that if these Australopithecus sediba fossils lived after that gap, then the gap must still exist. ABC News also had a recent story, which made a retroactive confession of ignorance about the gap in the fossil evidence pertaining to the evolution of human beings, stating, quote, "Scientists have long talked about a missing link between very old fossils, more than 3 million years old, and much newer ones that they believe are clearly ancestors of today's human beings. There is a gap in the fossil record, so far unexplained. Does Australopithecus sediba help fill that gap? Not on its own, say most researchers, but it helps," unquote. Perhaps the Washington Post should rethink its headline that stated, "Scientists identify ancestor that bridges gap in human evolution." The aforementioned ABC News story also makes a third important point, namely that despite the hype, many scientists are not accepting Australopithecus sediba as a human ancestor, stating, quote, "The team says the new species may be the best candidate yet for the immediate ancestor of our genus Homo," wrote Michael Balcher of the Science Staff in an overview piece. That last claim is a big one, and few scientists are ready to believe it themselves just yet, unquote. One of those scientists is Bernard Wood, about whom the New York Times stated, quote, "Dr. Wood said although he had read the five papers quickly late at night over a glass of whiskey, he believed they would prove to be a watershed in our understanding of human evolution, even if only to demonstrate that things are pretty complex, and because of this, it will be very difficult to link different fossils in an evolutionary sequence," unquote. Another one of those scientists is Ian Tattersall, who has resigned himself to accepting that we'll never find fossil evidence of the leap to humans because it happened, quote-unquote, very suddenly. As the New York Times reported, quote, "Both Dr. Wood and Dr. Tattersall see Dr. Berger's discovery as pointing to the great variety of Australopithecine apes, from which it will be very difficult to select the particular species that gave rise to humans. Dr. Tattersall believes the leap to humans may have been brought about very suddenly, perhaps by a few critical genetic changes, which is why the transition is so hard to trace in the fossil record," unquote. Tim White stated in Science in 2010 that, quote, "Given its late age and Australopithecus grade anatomy, it contributes little to the understanding of the origin of the genus Homo," unquote, and further noted, quote, "The characteristics shared by A. sediba and Homo are few and could be due to normal variation among Australopithecines or because of the boy's juvenile status," unquote. Time magazine further reported, quote, "Tim White, a paleontologist at the University of California, Berkeley, whose team recently discovered a 4.4 million-year-old skeleton of Ardipithecus rhamnosus, also believes that Australopithecus sediba bears no relationship to modern humans. White points out that drawing strong conclusions about a species based on such a young individual as the fossilized boy is risky, because the skeleton would have still been developing. The obsession with Homo in their paper's title and text is difficult to understand outside of a media context," unquote. So leading paleoanthropologists like Bernard Wood, Donald Johansson, Fred Spohr, Ian Tattersall, and Tim White aren't convinced that Australopithecus sediba was a human ancestor, but the media believes it's perfectly acceptable to promote the opposite view to the public. A final problem with the claims being made about Australopithecus sediba is related to the paleoanthropologist who found the fossils himself. Science reports that he formerly had a career as a TV news reporter and producer, and has a tendency to overstate his findings, stating, quote, "His career has been dogged by controversy, and some of his peers find Berger, whose background includes a stint in TV news, heavy on style and light on substance. They say he has made exaggerated claims and serious errors. Lee's scientific reputation is a very mixed bag," says paleoanthropologist William Jungers of Stony Brook University in New York State. And Donald Johansson, co-discoverer of Lucy and a skilled popularizer of science himself, says Berger is the grand standard of the field. Johansson of Arizona State University, Tempe, helped Berger start his career in the late 1980s, but now thinks that Berger often overstates the importance of what he has found, unquote. Given that Berger, the lead discoverer of these fossils, was a TV news producer who has an apparent propensity to overstate his findings, perhaps we ought to wait until other scientists have been able to carefully analyze and publish on these fossils before accepting the hype surrounding Australopithecus sediba. Anything less would ignore the long history of hominid fossils, which were initially hyped only to later be overturned by the evidence. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.